there's a little feeding.
Yeah, feedback. Yeah.
Well, let's hear how it sounds. Well, I guess most of you were here when this seminar was going on, so I thought I would start, you know, the pianist, we have to do finger exercises. So I will start with the piece you heard, and we talked about before we heard Randy's rag. And that was the piece called Tricky Fingers, which also almost is like a ragtime style etude. And he taught me in the recording you heard a different introduction. It's quite simple, but as always with Uwe Blake, very effective, I think. And well, I could do a quick demonstration. It's really the baseline of this first strain that you might notice when I start the piece. So this is Tricky Fingers by Uwe Blake. This for you, I played it much more perfectly. I was about Adam's age studying at the conservatory at the time. So. But anyway, it's a great fun piece to play, I think. And I thought I would try to do a number which was not composed by Yubi, but it was the very first recording I ever heard of Yubi Blake played on the Norwegian radio by Mrs. Randi Hultin's program. And I was disappointed because it didn't sound like ragtime to me the way I had started to know it. And I found out later, because it has doesn't have too much of the typical boom-chick ragtime bass, because it has a tango rhythm. And it's a piece called The Dream, or The Dream Rag, which in a way proves that usually the Latin influences music is thought of as something that General Morton and other pianists were doing down in New Orleans. But apparently this was a part of the style also in other, like in the, among the Harlem Stride pianists. So this is the various titles. James P. Johnson recorded this number also. It's called The Dream Rag by Jesse Pickett. It's also called The Bull Dykes Dream, a title dedicated to lesbians at the time. And I think when you recorded it, we were called simply The Dream Rag. Close to the version that E.B. Blake played. I thought I would do another little sort of a potpourri that he made, in the sense that it's called Katie Red, and that he would the first part of it was sort of a barroom song that he remembered from, I think from St. Louis, actually, and a blues type of strain. And then it seemed like he would, through his life, add a little new strain now and then. So the second is a very sort of a more stride piano type of strain, and then a different more ragtimey strain again, and then a more lyrical blues section, which eventually turns into boogie woogie. And a little word about that, you'll be played this typical boogie woogie phrases. He played in verse. I don't know what you call it in American. The other way around, he would hit the top note back on the ground, backwards. And that seemed to be have been like a trademark of Hubie Blake. This is what he uses in the opening of Charleston Rag, for instance. And people seem to have been commenting on this regarding Hubie from an early age. So I use that quite a bit in this. Poor Katie Red. Poor Katie Red, Katie Red, who's been sleeping in my bed?
Thank you.
yes, there was a little bit of the normal boogie woogie in this number too. I had forgotten about that. And they actually put that in the music as well. Well, let's see how much.
More!
Yeah, I think I'll do one more conversation to finish this
or
set.
At least two or three.
I will see. We'll see. We'll see how long it lasts. Okay, I'll do this and I'll do one encore after. Which is hilarious. Or I include the encore in the program, actually.
Okay.
Watch it, the musical director of the festival. This is a number that Hubie Blake actually had forgotten he had composed. I think it happened sometime in the 1960s that he heard a friend of his playing piano on Park Avenue in Harlem, the part of Park Avenue that goes up to Harlem. I think his name was Watford, something like that. And he went up to him afterwards and said, "Oh, that was a wonderful piece you just played. What is that? Oh, don't you remember? That's your own piece. You wrote it 50 years ago." So Hubie Blake had to go home and probably look through some of his old manuscripts or whatever he had and relearn his own piece. And that's a number that's called the Britwood Rag. I think he himself recorded it only once in 1968, but it is strain that has certainly a lot of the Hubie Blake trademark that I mentioned earlier, and also it's the type of tune, the different strains, that they seem to fit to play in different tempos. They could, some of the stride pieces. There was like a stride piece by Lucky Roberts that was turned into a standard called Moonlight Cocktail, for instance. And that didn't happen to this number, but I like to play it also in the slow lyrical tempo. So here is Britwood Rag.
Thank you.
There's room for a little encore. That's certainly not a piece by UB Blake, but a piece that it's based on a classical number by a Norwegian composer.
Yes.
It's not, as you heard in the seminar earlier, when UB Blake went to Norway, he made sure then to know a piece of a Norwegian composer,
yeah,
to please his audience. And so he played a little bit by Butterfly, by Grieg, then in Ragtime. And this one is by another Norwegian composer called Christian Sinding. Probably one of the most famous, and many people don't know it's Norwegian. It's called, well, in Norway it's called, actually, it's known by its German title, which is Frühlingsrauschen. And in American and English it's called Rustles of Spring. And this is a piece that UB Blake liked to play, and he recorded it once, and I got the idea then to elaborate on UB Blake's arrangement. And according to the composer, I usually say something like, it has been recently revealed that Mr. Sinding made a study trip to Harlem, New York, to find a new way to play this. I have suspicions that he would not like his music to be turned into black music in this way. But anyway, he died during the Second World War, and he actually turned a Nazi during the Second World War. So who knows? Anyway, here is Rustles of Spring. Thank you.